Freedom Frenzy. And I guess I'm just going to wait till the music stops. Let me start all over. Good Tuesday morning. And today's date, in case you haven't noticed yet, is one of those weird juxtaposition of numbers. 22211. No doubt we'll get calls about the significance of that number other than it being a full house. And I expect to hear some rather interesting conversation from you guys. You know, Jenny, and I guess I'm getting a little ahead of myself. My name's Jerry DeMars. This is Freedom Frenzy. And my co-host is Jenny Hodges, who is, I think, hiding somewhere out there. There she is.
I'm nibbling at an almond flour mashed banana muffin.
Can you say that really, really fast?
I made a batch of muffins using almond flour and mashed banana. So I was having a little nibble. Silently nibbling. You're always hawking concessions, so I decided that I should, you know, eat them.
Talking concessions. Well, I'm just hawking stuff to drink. No real fattening stuff, unless, of course, it was some of that adult beverage stuff. Hey, look. Have you been paying attention what's going on over there in the sandbox?
Wow, Jerry, what's going on all over the world? Holy cow.
But the thing that has captured the camera's eye and the news story, by and large, is what's happening in Libya. And it looks like Gaddafi might be out of a job by the end of the week. And, you know, here again, the people tried to do it in a peaceful fashion, but this time the reprisal from Gaddafi and at least the first tier of his military structure there was to fire on peaceful assembling people.
Always now, a brilliant strategy.
Yes, always. And yet it seems now that a great many people in his administration, if that's the proper word, and we're talking about military folks too, are defecting, and it looks like the handwriting's on the wall for yet another dictator slash tyrant on the global scene. And all this is going on, I think, and when we get to hit and run news, I hope we're going to have an opportunity to talk about why this is going on. And, you know, I want everybody to grab a piece of paper and something to write with so that in a little while I'm going to give you a URL that you can go to and download a free ebook. That's all I'm going to say about it right this minute, but I think you're going to want to get it. I actually own the book. I've read it, and it's something that you're going to need to add to your arsenal, and it's free. That's, you know, you can hardly beat that. So what's going on in the world of the Hodges, dear?
Well, the personal world of the Hodges is acclimating to school and getting back into our Austin routine. John's on the road. I've got my jury trial tomorrow. I did not get any of the data that the judge ordered the prosecution to provide for me. So, you know.
Did you file a motion to dismiss?
I'm going to have to go in today to file the motion. I didn't have enough time between doctor's appointments and acting class and music lessons to jettison myself into the municipal court. So after the show today, I'll take care of that.
Oh, okay. Well, give us a buzz and let us know how that happened.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, dear, I didn't get much accomplished this week other than we got all our beds, all 10 of our raised beds, ready to go. And we're waiting for the opportunity to stick stuff in the dirt. And we pruned every one of our fruit trees.
All right.
Mulched all that stuff. And so we're sitting back kind of anxious, waiting for the stuff to start growing so that we can eat it. And, you know, we've even called the local stores around here to find out when they're going to get the plants in so that we can know when we're going to get an opportunity to stick them in the ground. Hey, we're going to cut away to our first break here. And when we come back, it'll be time for Hit and Run News. So go grab that muffin and that cup of coffee. Hang loose. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Alright, let's get her done. It's time for Hit and Run News. And I guess the folks up there that wear those long black robes are beginning to wonder if it's ever going to quit. And by that, I'm talking about a stunning move that the United States Supreme Court has actually scheduled another conference on a legal challenge to Barack Obama's eligibility to occupy the Oval Office. But officials there are not answering questions about whether the two justices appointed by Obama will be allowed to participate in the proceedings. The court has confirmed that it has distributed a petition for rehearing in the case brought by attorney John Hemingway on behalf of retired Colonel Gregory Hollister, and that it will be subject to a conference by the Supreme Court on 4 March. That's next week. It was in January that the court denied, without comment, a request for a hearing on the arguments, but the attorney at the time had submitted a motion for Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Alina Kagan, who were given their jobs by Obama, to recuse. Should Obama ultimately be shown to have been ineligible for the office, his actions, including his appointments, at least would be open to challenge and to constitutional question. At the time, the Supreme Court acknowledged, now get this, they acknowledged the motion for recusal, but changed it on official docketing pages to only that of a request, and it reportedly failed to reply to that so-called modified request. Hemingway then submitted a request for a rehearing, pointing out that the situation appeared to be violating the rules of the United States Supreme Court. He also argued that if court members continued to avoid the dispute, they effectively will destroy the constitutional rule of law basis of our legal system. He went on to add, we have not exaggerated in presenting the question of the constitutional rule of law being at stake in this matter. Hemingway wrote in a petition for rehearing before the High Court, a man has successfully run for the office of president and has done so, it appears, with an awareness that he is not eligible under the constitutional requirement for a person to be president, despite a vigorous campaign that he has conducted to make unthinkable the very idea of raising the issue of his eligibility under the Constitution to be president. The issue has not gone away, Hemingway said. Instead, it has steadily grown in the awareness of the public. Should we be surprised that he shows no respect for the constitutional rule of law? What else would we expect? He wrote. Back to you, babe.
You know, Jerry, I mean, to me, the constitutionality of Obama's eligibility to be president pales in comparison with all the unconstitutional things his administration and the entire Congress and almost every state legislator across the country is doing day in and day out. So I kind of think, golly, if we're going to, you know, focus on something, and McCain wasn't eligible to run for president. I mean, just total anarchy.
I know. But you know what? It's like the piece says, it calls into question everything that the man has signed off on, and it all automatically would void all the executive orders that he's promulgated. And
that would be pretty exciting.
Yes, it would.
I don't think he's legit. I think this government's not legit. I mean, let's be frank. This is not a legitimate government that is operating currently. So hopefully, Jerry, this will just start the process of eradicating unconstitutional government across the spectrum.
Whoa.
And I'm not holding my breath.
You're awful optimistic this morning.
I'm not holding my breath.
Okay.
Well, Jerry, did you hear about that massive earthquake in New Zealand?
Yes, I did. Just this morning, I glanced at the news story while I was sitting there digesting my protein shake.
Well, it was an earthquake that hit New Zealand during a busy shopping time, 12:51 p.m. on Tuesday local time, when, of course, office blocks and shopping centers in the city center were bustling with people. Mm-hmm. The earthquake was a 6.3 on the Richter scale. And, of course, the Queen is the head of state for New Zealand. She expressed her utter shock and asked that her deep sympathies be conveyed to families and friends who have been killed. At least 65 were killed immediately, according to John Key, the prime minister. The mayor of Christchurch, where the earthquake hit, said that more than 100 people are still trapped in buildings. This is a really frightening occurrence. Officials fear the death toll could double amid reports that more than 200 were trapped in collapsed buildings and wreckage of homes. Bodies were seen lying in the streets untended until emergency services could reach them. They had to bring people in by helicopter because streets were so blocked by rubble and jammed with traffic. And so I think this is worth keeping an eye on. I have seen reports about the way wildlife was acting prior to the quake, and I'll bring you more information on that as it comes into my knowledge, but because I haven't done all my research. But I think it's just kind of a continued wake-up call, Jerry, that the Earth is going through some sort of a shift, and I think we can expect more of these types of occurrences globally as time moves forward.
Yeah. It's just more of the weird stuff that we're experiencing. And, you know, the ever-increasing number of and severity of the earthquakes that we're hearing about should be at least, I think it should be, some sort of signpost that we're on the verge of a rather cataclysmic Terran event.
And you know, Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's all right. I thought you were done, and I was launching into my next piece.
Oh, okay. Well, what I wanted to say is, if we live in such an advanced world, I think a true sign of advancement would need to be measured by our ability to care for ourselves independent of these grids. Because here's, once again, you have power grids down, water's down, all these different services are down. People are totally helpless and incapable of taking care of themselves when the grids go down. So we better wake up and stop weighing advancement and technological advances in how lazy we can be and helpless we can be, and start weighing them in terms of our autonomy and being able to provide for ourselves and our family. Because this is a frightening thing. You know, this is only a 6.3 earthquake on the Richter scale, all water and electricity down. And the people are just standing there completely helpless with no tangible way of helping themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And add to that, dear, the sun's activity cycle is ramping up. So more solar storms will become more likely over the next few years. In fact, the sun has grown more active over the last several months after rousing from a remarkably quiet period in its 11-year weather cycle last year. Solar storm events, of course, come in several different flavors. Solar flares, for instance, are intense bursts of radiation that send waves of photons screaming toward Earth. The scale measuring their strength has three general categories: Class C, Class M, and Class X, with Class X flares being the most powerful. Other storms, known as coronal mass ejections, or CMEs, are large clouds of plasma and magnetic field that erupt from the sun's surface, sending lots of particles our way. Both flares and CMEs have the same root cause, a disruption of the magnetic field in the sun's outer atmosphere, and both can affect life here on Earth. Major flares, for example, can interfere with satellites, causing disruptions in GPS and high-frequency radio communications that can last from a few minutes to a few hours. But the most severe damage comes from those powerful CMEs, that's that coronal mass ejection. The particles from these outbursts take a little longer to reach us, up to 3 days or so. But when they get here, their interaction with Earth's magnetic field can cause massive geomagnetic storms, which have the potential to wreak long-lasting havoc on power and communication infrastructure around the globe. According to the National Weather Service, geomagnetic storms are on a pathway to Earth, with disruption of satellite-based systems and power grids likely, along with the northern light displays following intense solar flare activity. A sunspot designated AR 1158 unleashed the first of three flares. This was about a week ago. There was an even bigger ejection Monday a week ago, the biggest solar flare in more than 4 years. Coronal mass ejections, those huge clouds of plasma, are likely to follow those eruptions. The NOAA's Weather Center has issued alerts to industries that may be affected by the geomagnetic storms, including those electrical power grid companies that you referred to, dear, airlines, GPS, military, ocean shipping routes, just to name a few. And all these can be impacted by the solar flare and the associated coronal mass ejections like the sun's producing right now. This past Tuesday, shortwave radio communication systems were disrupted in southern China, and auroras were seen in parts of the northern hemisphere, including Northern Ireland. This is something that we're going to be cranking up to, and they're saying that scientists say so far that during the current cycle, overall solar activity has actually been relatively tame. The observations for the past week to 10 days, however, provide evidence that the trend may be changing. We're going to cut away to a break here, and when we come back, there's a lot more Freedom Frenzy to go. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. You know, Jerry, I'm glad that you are kind of keeping a pulse on what the sun is doing and the solar storms and how they're impacting things on planet Earth, because I don't think it's something the media really pays attention to. And even in regard to this New Zealand earthquake, I don't know if you heard about the 100 whales that beached themselves, 107 whales most particularly, the day before the earthquake hit. You know, the story was really...
Well, where did that occur, dear? In what
Wellington,
relationship to the epicenter of the earthquake?
Well, it was in Wellington, New Zealand, and the earthquake was in Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to pull up a map of New Zealand. I'm not quite as up to date on... I know that this area, Wellington, is in the country's far north, I think. Well, let's see. No, I'll have to pull up a map. But the story that I have here is kind of bizarre. And tell me what part, Jerry, I'm going to pull what you always do to me. Tell me what part stands out as very strange to you. More than 100 pilot whales died in a mass stranding at a remote New Zealand beach, conservation officials said Monday. Hikers on Sunday reported finding 107 whales beached on Stewart Island off the South Island's southwest coast, a Department of Conservation spokesman said. He said some of the whales were already dead, and DOC rangers had to euthanize the 48 remaining survivors as there was no prospect of refloating them. We were quickly aware that it would be at least 10 to 12 hours before we could attempt to refloat them, and that given the hot, dry conditions, many more would soon perish, he said. The spokesman said a storm was also bearing down on the beach near Mason Bay, where the whales were stranded, making it too dangerous to try to get them back into the sea. We were worried we would be endangering the lives of staff and volunteers. Pilot whales up to 20 feet long are the most common species of whale seen in New Zealand waters. Mass strandings are common on the country's rugged coast. Earlier this month, 14 died after beaching near the South Island tourist city of Nelson, and 24 perished last month near Cape Regina in the country's far north. So that was the far north section. Scientists are unsure why pilot whales beach themselves, although they speculate it may occur when their sonar becomes scrambled in shallow water or when a sick member of the pod heads for shore and others follow. So I don't think they've had a beaching quite this big, 107. So what was the bizarre part of the story, Jerry?
Well, I actually picked up on a couple of them, dear, or at least I thought they were a little bit odd. Hikers on the beach and in the on the island. And the other one I thought was kind of strange was the fact that with the storm coming, bearing down on them, when storms normally bring rain and high tide, and or at least high, you know, big waves, wouldn't that have made it a little bit more easy to get the whales back out into the water?
Exactly. The fact that they euthanized them rather than at least letting nature take its course. And I was thinking the same thing. With the storm coming, it would have kept them moist. And, you know,
moist.
All that moist. Going to dry it out. But I just thought it was bizarre that they would just handily shoot the 48 that were still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that highly, highly bizarre. What is it about humanity today that we can't let nature take its course?
I guess they were, I don't know why they were, they thought they had to go ahead and just kill them unless they thought they were going to be suffering markedly in the bargain.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what their rationale was.
I know, I'm not saying oh, come on to you. I'm just saying oh, come on in general. Like, please, with all the suffering in the world, and let's talk about the suffering of prenatal murder. I mean, some beached whales... Yeah, it's not ranking on my list of things to get obsessed about.
I didn't figure it would.
All right. Well, we're all done with Hit and Run News. If you guys want to join us today, 1-800-313-9443. What are we talking about now, Jerry?
Well, I wanted to go ahead and give that URL that people can use to go and download this book. And the book that I'm talking about, it's available in a PDF download. The Cato Institute is offering this free book download, and the book is A Case for Gold, written by Ron Paul and Lewis Lehrman. This free download is available at https://cato.org/CASE-FOR-GOLD/. You can get that, download that, and I would urge you to actually read it rather than putting it in the folder on your computer that says my ebooks, because it's a very, very interesting piece of information, and it will help you shore up your arguments why we need to get rid of the fiat money and displace it with a value-based currency. So, how's that, dear?
Yeah, that's good. We should put it on our Frenzied Freedom blog site for people. But I have a hard time reading these ebooks. I would just as soon pony up the money and get a tangible copy that I can hold in my hands and scribble in the margins.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a good thing.
Bowing to the current economic quagmire that we're in, you know, if you can save a buck and you want to read a book anyway and you didn't necessarily have the funds to buy it, here's a way that you could get your hands on it and enjoy. And, you know, when we come back from this next break, dear, I've got another thing on Dr. Ron Paul that we need to talk about. And when we do that, Hey, we're going to cut away to that break in just a moment. So don't go anywhere. And when we come back, you can give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease. A phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, as I said before we left to do a little bit of business just now, I had a couple of more tidbits about Dr. Ron Paul. I think it's fairly certain now, or at least all the signs are pointing that way, that Ron intends to try to run for president again. Yesterday, they had a on George Washington's birthday. I'm not going to mention the other reprobate whose birthday we're supposed to be celebrating on that day. But they, LibertyPack.com, had a money bomb that as of 11:30 this morning had generated $726,000 in donations to LibertyPack.com, which is kind of Ron's exploratory committee. And he's already indicated that the money will allow him to have a presence in both New Hampshire and in Iowa leading up to the primary in New Hampshire and the caucuses in Iowa, which is certainly indicative of somebody that has an idea that they're going to run for president. They're still taking money at that website. So if you're a U.S. citizen and you don't mind filling out the little questionnaire and you got a few bucks to throw toward Dr. Paul, you can go to LibertyPack.com and throw some money in the hopper. The other thing that I wanted to bring to you about Dr. Paul is to bring you up to date on his Audit the Fed bill, which is H.R. 459. I'm a little dyslexic this morning, and I'm not sure why. And actual title of H.R. 459 is to require a full audit of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System and the Federal Reserve Banks by the Comptroller General of the United States before the end of 2012 and for other purposes. One can only wonder what some of those other purposes might be, but I'll let your own imagination run wild. Right now, and that bill's only been reintroduced since January 26th of this year, and already the bill has 80 co-sponsors. That's nearly a fifth of the House of Representatives in just shy of a month. Now, Jenny, you'll be proud to know that the state of Texas, or at least representatives from the state of Texas, that is, 11 of them have signed on as co-sponsors. Here in Georgia.
Wow, cool.
Four of them. And
I'm surprised that many. Which ones?
Paul Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Lynn Westmoreland, as a matter of fact. I was stunned when I read that. Tom Graves.
Oh, yeah. Tom is really, really doing good up there.
And like I said, Lynn Westmoreland. There's one more I'm searching for here. Trying to scan up and down the page. I'm missing it.
I've been kind of proud of Tom. He was such a wuss here in Georgia.
Rob Woodall.
I don't know him.
Georgia's 7th Congressional District.
Okay.
And he came on board the very day that it was thrown in the hopper.
Wow. Huh. I guess I'll have to dig him up and meet him.
That's going to be a long-distance visit, isn't it?
Now, Jerry, you know I'm going to be popping in and out of Georgia, stirring up my political trouble.
Okay. So what have you got next, dear?
Well, I want to continue talking about the Paul people for a second here.
Paul people. Okay.
Yeah, I might talk about Rand's too. I thought it was funny that, you know, Ron Paul's been bid to end the Afghan war by you know, just getting rid of the funding, which is a great way, is being blocked by GOP reps, some of which the Tea Party people backed. And what is this book that has come out, I guess, that Rand wrote on the Tea Party goes to Washington?
I saw that. I sure did.
I'm dying of curiosity what sort of take he has on all of that. And it seems to me the Tea Party has been completely taken over by, as one article on the Daily Pulse put it, Reich Publicans, which I got a pretty big charge on. But I'm wondering what Rand is going to talk about, and if he's kind of taking over the Tea Party phrase and he's going to give it his own spin. If that's what he's doing, it's a brilliant marketing idea, because there's just this frenzied pushed by the sheeple to climb aboard the Tea Party train, and it's taking them to a place I don't think they initially thought they were going.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting thing about this, amid a battle in the House over how to cut billions in spending, liberal Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland joined conservative Republicans Ron Paul of Texas and Walter Jones of North Carolina last week on the bill that could save America more than $100 billion a year. It's hard for me to put my mind around that, by ending the war in Afghanistan. But they confront an even stranger coalition that opposes a quick pullout. President Obama and most of the 87 newly elected House Republicans, many of whom are backed by the Tea Party, are the ones blocking this bill, which makes me wonder, is Obama really a good Republican, or have Republicans lost their moorings? A test vote on Jones.
Oh, no, dear. It's just more and more evidence that at the upper levels of the political mechanism, there are functionally interchangeable entities. And you know as well as I do. And it's, people have been talking about this since early on last century. there is a shadow government here in America. I think that probably if you look really, really close, you'll see that Cecil Rhodes and his creation, the Council on Foreign Relations, has at least a double fistful of reins, and they are driving America into oblivion. And it's all plainly evident if you just pay attention. Now, I ran across a little article. It was on the Libertarian Party's website this weekend, and it was talking about all the notables that are still in Washington, D.C., that were instrumental in passing NAFTA, GATT, and some of the other free trade measures that have been instrumental in bringing the American economy to where we're at right now. One of them is the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner. He was in the Newt Gingrich camp that helped.
Ooh, yeah, were you waiting for that? You were waiting for that, weren't you?
Yes,
you
kinda, I
heard the pause. I was like, oh, it's my...
You know, Newt Gingrich had an opportunity to table NAFTA, and he didn't. He had a lame duck Democratic president, and he saw to it that NAFTA got passed rather than tabling it, like I said, and holding the measure over for a so-called conservative Republican president. And you know how that worked out.
Yeah. Well, what's so angering about, do you mind if I jump back to this bill, Derry?
No, go ahead.
Okay. What's really maddening about all this to me is that this year, the war in Afghanistan is estimated that it will cost $116 billion. That is nearly twice what Republicans hope to save through deep cuts in domestic programs. Mm-hmm. And it just infuriates me that first we're cutting domestic programs while we continue to blow all this money on eternal war that enriches the elitists of the global empire. It just makes me so mad. A test vote on Jones' amendment to a House bill to fund the government for the rest of the year would have stripped $400 million from a new fund to build Afghanistan's infrastructure. It failed with support from 36 Republicans, including just a handful of freshmen. At the same time, most Republicans backed amendments to slash a wide array of domestic programs, including U.S. infrastructure such as water, air traffic, and rail projects. The war will cost an estimated $116 billion this year, nearly twice what Republicans hope to save through deep cuts in domestic programs. Most Republicans, including newcomers who joined the successful effort to eliminate $450 million for a second engine for the F-35 fighter plane, voted to support the Afghan Infrastructure Fund. It's possible that there are 10 to 20 new GOP members who we believe could be with us, with the right individual talking to them who could possibly join us in bringing troops out, Jones said. The older members are locked in with leadership on the Republican side and want to keep the troops over there, so there's not much hope there. But we do have some potential with 10 to 20 Tea Party types, and we'll be working with those people. Paul was more pessimistic. We don't have any money to do infrastructure in this country, Paul said. That vote wasn't very encouraging. We have a long way to go. Well, since Obama escalated the war in 2009, bringing troop levels to more than 100,000, public opinion has increasingly soured, according to many polls. A recent CBS News poll showed 72% of the public favors a faster withdrawal, while a Gallup USA Today poll this month showed majorities of Democrats, independents, and Republicans favoring a speedier pullout. The war in Afghanistan, now in its 10th year, is longer than any war in U.S. history. Obama has promised to start withdrawing troops this summer, but Pentagon officials have warned against moving too fast. Lee was the only member of the House who voted against the authorization of the use of force in Afghanistan on September 14, 2001, 3 days after the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington. I thought that Ron Paul voted against the use of force in Afghanistan. Huh, that's interesting. If you told the American people we would still be in Afghanistan a decade later, perhaps there would have been a more thorough debate of that fateful vote less than a week after 9/11. Lee said, "It was a very difficult decision, but I voted against it because I knew it would be a blank check to wage war anytime, anywhere, against any country, organization, or individual. It was very open-ended, and my worst fears have really haunted me going back to that day. The GOP wants all but united on higher military spending and continuation of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan has begun to splinter between its neoconservative wing, which dominated during the George W. Bush administration, and the small government libertarian wing that has strong roots in the Tea Party movement. Several leaders influential with the Tea Party, including former House Majority Leader Dick Armey of Texas and anti-tax activist Grover Norquist, have urged Republicans to scrutinize military spending and rethink the support of the wars. There is not a grand consensus yet in the countryside to withdraw," Paul said. "People are too complacent and too willing to go along to get along and just let this continue." Wow. I should probably include this other quote from Paul. Paul blamed neoconservatives for generating the policy justifications for both conflicts, which he described as a desire to remake the Middle East and an interventionist attitude that we have a moral obligation to promote ourselves and our so-called goodness around the world. Mm-hmm. He said he shared the idea of American exceptionalism embraced by many in the Tea Party, but said it should be expressed by example and persuasion rather than trying to plant democracy by military force in other countries. In last week's marathon House debate, efforts by Democrats to kill the V-22 Osprey aircraft, plagued by cost overruns, was easily defeated, despite the vote to kill the F-35 second engine. Jones, whose district includes the huge Camp Lejeune Marine base, said troops come back from the front frustrated, and he warned that the conflict is breaking the military. He said he has been consulting with a retired high-ranking U.S. general, whom he would not name, who told him that it makes no difference whether the United States stays in Afghanistan 4 years or 40 years. "We are trying to take a country that's never had a national government and make them a democracy," Jones said. "It just doesn't work."
Indeed. And you know, dear, there's actually talk now that with the current situation with the almighty dollar being such that it is, that a lot of the military people that are far flung around the globe, and I think the total number of military installations on the planet Earth that are controlled by the American government is now 1,077.
Wait, say that again?
1,077 military installations.
That wow!
Some of those people ought to be concerned that there may come a day, and it could happen like flipping on a light switch, that the American government won't have any money to bring them home.
Ooh, really?
What's going to happen? What's going to happen when American dollars are worthless?
Oh.
Excuse me?
Well, we don't have any money now, but...
I know, but right now people are still willing to take, although they want a whole lot more of them to bargain with, they're still willing to take the American fiat money. But there may come a day, and it could happen, like I said, like flipping a switch, that all of a sudden nobody wants it. And that would mean that it would be nigh on to impossible for them to get all those troops back home. They may become
wow.
expeditionary forces of an entirely new breed.
Wow. I hadn't really thought about that. It's hard for me to fathom that kind of a switch being flipped.
What, the money being worthless all of a sudden?
Globally worthless, such that our military would be stranded around the globe. It's just hard for me to get my mind around that.
There's a guy I know. He's passed on now. Cancer got him. And I'll mention his name. His name was Dr. Robert Clarkson, for those of you out there that know who I'm talking about. One of Dr. Clarkson's presentations that I saw is he showed up to give the speech, and he had a nice sized cardboard box that was literally packed with defunct fiat currencies from all around the world. And he said, you need to fondle this stuff and get it in your mind that at one time these pieces of paper represented perceived value, just like the American money represents. And then all of a sudden, in a stroke of an important moment, it lost its value entirely.
Yeah. Yep.
And there, you know, there were a lot of pretty pieces of paper in that box. A lot of dead dignitaries and dead important folks and pretty scenery, but it was all worthless, except for maybe wallpaper of a sort.
Okay, so Jerry, you're kind of throwing me for a loop here.
Am I?
Yeah, we're almost an hour into the show, and you have yet to comment on the jump in the price of oil yesterday.
I like to talk about the price of silver and gold jumping yesterday. I think it's got the powers that be quite worried, actually. Things seem to be getting out of control. And, you know, that's the barometer that we all ought to be using to determine when in fact that fiat currency is going to be deemed worthless.
Well, what cracks me up, you know, John is gone during the week. He's a traveling salesman. But on the weekends, the children and John really discuss the prices of hard currency and what silver and gold is at. And mm-hmm. The children calculate how much silver and gold they have and what the values are at. And Caroline's got together some more money to buy more silver. It's really cool. We got to cut away to a break. And when we come back, we have got Bill in Idaho on the line. So y'all stay tuned. This is Freedom Frenzy, and there's lots more freedom around the corner.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Comrades, we're back, and as Jenny promised, we're going to bring on Bill from Idaho. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill.
Hi. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening,
yeah, one of the other
wherever
people.
We're at. Want to thank you kids. You do such a wonderful job, Jenny. Your bright and cheery spirit
causes
a lot of us great hope that certainly soon the eternally asleep or the unaware will finally catch a clue. Both of you do a wonderful job. It is true, and it is an observable historical fact that in different campaigns, and I guess the march of the Germans out of Holy Mother Russia is certainly an example, that these generals that would know history and lead the unaware and the unwashed and the uninformed, those kids, into these sorts of campaigns in the name of the hypocrisy of a democracy, when they took an oath and swore an oath to support and defend a constitutional republic, all deserve the damnation that they will surely attain, leading the unaware and the unwashed into dangerous way. And no, you're absolutely right, Jerry.
Man, I could not agree with you more. And this is what frustrates me. You know, when the generals have their come to Jesus moment, why is it always after they have retired? Where is that's when
they're no longer under orders.
And it's disgusting. It's like General Smedley. You know, here he did all these military occupations and conquests for the corporations. And it wasn't until he retired that he went all over America saying, war is a racket. This is all a hoax. Y'all are getting sucked into giving the blood of your sons and daughters for corporative interest.
He was no longer subject to courts martial.
I know. And the few who do stand up and cry foul, they're just not high enough in authority. These people are cowards. It's phenomenal.
The record would definitely indicate just that. The few of the intelligence community that have been crying foul forever, they're so small in number that they don't have an opportunity to get their voice out.
And certain voices never get any amplification.
Yeah, that's also a good point. That's fair. And then some of these higher up generals are so intoxicated by their own power
or lust and greed for power, they would deserve exactly the award they will attain. But I was hoping, in a kinder and gentler fashion, have a way team, a missionary group over in India, Andhra Pradesh, Del and Bonnie, if you could have the true Christian community in the church say prayers for them. They're in a very lovely part of the country, working with the poorest and the most needy, the untouchables. They're very holy and good people. They're here from our little church in our community here. They're not that many of us. And those that are out there that are of a mind, if you would keep them in your prayers until we get them back, we would certainly appreciate it. But
absolutely. If you could send us an email, too, and give us a few more particulars, that would be very helpful, Bill.
I will ask the family to send the whole entire, they have a contact and all that sort of thing. And we have a lady in our community that's
hang on, Bill. We're going to have to cut away to a break. Don't go anywhere because I want you to be able to finish your thought. This is Freedom Frenzy, y'all. Go grab that cup of coffee Jerry's always talking about and meet us back here in a minute.
The next